You know, this is the time of year, you think around here, where there's a lot of competition for attention. Football games, Saturdays and Sundays, state fairs going on. It's beautiful outside, all sorts of festivals. You wouldn't think it, but this past weekend was the biggest weekend for movie attendance in an October weekend in history. $174.5 million, which probably explains the big smile on Mark Zoradi's face, the CEO of Cinemark. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here.
So what is it? Is it the quality of the movies? Is it a nice, quiet place to get away from the world? Why?
You know, I think it's two things. One, it's always been this way. It's content. There was just fantastic content this week. You know, you had Venom opened up for the action crowd and Star is Born for a little bit more sophisticated crowd, loving the music. Lady Gaga starring in that. So content is always king. But I think close to as important is what we've done with all of our theaters. You know, we've repositioned them. We've made them beautiful, added in luxury recliners, XD theaters, great food and beverage. Get a glass of wine, get a beer. So it's a much better movie-going experience today than it was just a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was my observation, that you guys have just about made yourself stinker-proof, because, I mean, you can even go see a movie that is marginal. Maybe you didn't want to see it, but you want to go for the experience now. And it is. It is quite an experience.
Well, you know, that's what we've tried to do. And, you know, in addition to the in-theater experience, we've tried to make the whole way that you purchase tickets, much less friction to it. So we've got this whole new subscription program called Cinemark Movie Club, where you can join it for $8.99 a month and get a ticket. And if you don't use it, it rolls over and you get to choose when you want to come, and you never lose the benefit. So we tried to make the ticketing experience as good as any other industry. And then, of course, the in-theater experience, as I mentioned.
Well, and the just almost in-theater experience. You're working on, you've got this artificial intelligence, virtual reality system that you're testing out here at the Plano headquarters. Tell me about that.
Well, you got it right. It's virtual reality. In fact, it's with a company called The Void, and they like to describe it as hyper-reality. And the software is a Star Wars experience, where the consumer goes with three or four of their buddies and you actually become stormtroopers and you are completely immersed in the Star Wars movie on an adventure.
But you're not necessarily going to stay around and see a movie. I mean, standalone unto itself.
Oh, completely. It's about a 30-minute experience from suit up to go through the experience. And it's a walk-around experience, and, you know, we're putting a great little backpack on you, so you're not tethered to anything. And when you walk in, you are in Star Wars. You can see each other. You're an avatar, and consumers are walking out going, wow. And it's the only experience like it in all of Texas.
You know, your background is the other side. I mean, way back, making movies and, you know, working with Disney for years and years. And this is a business that has evolved and stayed relevant, you know, with the advent of television and HBO and all the things that were supposed to knock it off. But this has got to be, I would think, for the survivors in this industry, which Cinemark clearly is one, this has got to be one of the most exciting times ever.
Well, you know, it is, and it's why we're testing things like The Void here in Dallas, and it's why we've invested so much money in our XD technology and in all of our theaters across the country, because people want to get out of the house. They want to get out and have an experience with other people and enjoy the movies. And so the studios have had a great, fantastic lineup. And the remainder of this year and into next is maybe the best I've seen in years. And then we've got a great luxury, a very, very comfortable experience for people to come and enjoy the movies.
And if Wall Street's any kind of a judge, I mean, your stock's up 13% this year. There are not that many stocks that are up 13% in a year. They understand your business, it seems like, now. I don't think they did for a long time.
Well, you know, look, we try and communicate with all of our shareholders. We're primarily institutionally owned company here, and we explain to them about what we're doing with all the investment. They see all the movies that are coming. So right now, the investment community is fairly bullish on the exhibition industry, and we're happy about it.
You know, I looked around MoviePass, which seems to have crested, and at least their stock has too. But this was a weird concept, that you'd pay a flat fee every month and then go see just as many movies as you wanted to. Was this disruptive to the business?
Well, I'm not sure it's disruptive. We were already working on our own exhibitor and proprietary subscription program. And Movie Club came out in December of 2017. And the unique part of this is that it's a flat $8.99 a month. But the key thing is, if you don't use your pass during the month, it's on your phone and it builds a credit and you have two the next month. And so you as a consumer get to choose when you want to go. And then we added the other things that the consumer wants, like no online fees, you can reserve your ticket ahead of time, you can bring a companion with you, you can share it with your family. And here's the kicker. When you come, whatever you buy at the concession stand, except alcohol, 20% discount.
Ooh, I do it like that. When I was a kid, we used to go to the movie theater sometimes on Memorial Day because they would show the Indianapolis 500. And I remember actually watching a live televised bullfight in a movie theater one time. And then it's kind of got away from that. But you're getting back. You've got events now. You've got operas and concerts and all sort of non-Hollywood products that seem to be showing up in the theaters again.
You know, we're always looking for what we call alternative content. And you're right about the races and sometimes major sporting events we're able to do. The opera is absolutely a key one. And right now also, we're testing out video games, both in terms of sports leagues and also in terms of just being a viewer of major video games as well.
The other big breakthrough seemed to come, and it came very slowly, but was incorporating digital projectors in all the theaters, because that must give you a lot of latitude. You, if a movie's suddenly hot, you can show it on every screen, or by the same token, I guess you can flip a switch and go to the Metropolitan Opera in New York.
Well, digital was a tremendous improvement for us, and now we're able to receive the movies via satellite. We put them into a server, and as you noted, we can program with more flexibility on movies that are doing very well to give them a few more show times, a few more seats when you need it, and we can program actually more movies because you have the flexibility of moving things in and out based on consumer demand.
So, virtual reality you're testing right now. What else you got in the works?
Well, you know, we're constantly looking for new things, and you brought it up yourself relative to alternative content. I would love to see us find a way to have the whole e-gaming side of our business grow. Right now, we're trying a couple of sports leagues, one for younger kids and one for teenagers. So that's a real potential for us. The virtual reality is a potential for us. And then find other content that people are willing to come out of the house for.
Well, they're coming out of the house. Like I say, evidently the biggest October weekend in the history of the movie business. Cinemark got its fair amount of that, fair share of that, right?
Well, you know, a movie like Venom plays really good in our market. So yes, we got our fair share and a little bit more.
And you get a little Lady Gaga also. It's good to have you with us. Marcus Roddy is the CEO of Cinemark. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, David. Good to be with you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.